Thank you for listening to the Prevention Podcast, brought to you by Casa Trinity. Hope begins here. This month, we're talking with Tracy Rozanski, who is a prevention educator in Livingston County. We're here to talk about the 40 developmental assets, which are a set of positive experiences, values, and relationships that can help young people grow up to be healthy, caring, and responsible adults. If you enjoy this episode, please rate and review and share it on social media. Let's spread the word and get these resources out into the community. All right, Tracy, thanks for joining me on the Prevention Podcast. If you don't mind just taking a moment to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your role with Casa Trinity.
Sure thing. My name is Tracy Rozanski. I've been with Casa Trinity for, geez, it'll be 10 years in October. Previously, I worked at a similar agency at a nearby county. So I've been in the prevention world since 2005. I work in the prevention area of substance abuse treatment and prevention. And so that means I work with students, the community, and parents to promote social emotional learning, to talk about ways to develop resiliency, and to talk about feelings. That's kind of my thing.
What drew you to this work? What made you interested in doing this and sticking with it now for nearly 20 years?
Yeah, you know, I am not sure. My background prior to 2005 was actually in marketing and graphic design. And I did a lot of volunteer work in school systems, like for after school programs. So when I had the opportunity to do this job, I thought, well, there might be some skills I can translate here that might be helpful, but I'm not sure what really drove me there. I just think it was just a calling. I just followed for no real conscious reason.
Well, I'm certainly in the marketing and graphic design world now, so maybe my next life will include some prevention work as well.
Maybe.
I want to talk this morning a little bit about the 40 developmental assets. And the developmental assets framework was, as I understand it, identified by the Search Institute. And they talk about sort of supports and strengths that young people need to succeed. Can you tell us just sort of a broad overview of the developmental assets framework and why it's an important way to sort of think about development and young people?
Yes. The developmental assets framework is about relationships, period. They are a set of assets that anybody can do to promote those positive experiences and relationships with young people, as well as with each other as well. These are not exclusive to young people, but they help people to grow into healthy, caring, and responsible adults by supporting traits like resiliency and well, mainly resiliency, but support showing people that they are loved, that they are cared for, that there is a sense of belonging within their communities, whatever that might look like.
And, you know, when we're talking about this through the lens of prevention. I just took a few minutes to kind of look through the Search Institute website, and their research shows that youth with the most assets identified by doing this are least likely to have problems with alcohol use, violence, drug use. And why would that be? In your experience with this work, why would someone who identifies with as many assets as possible have fewer problems with alcohol and drug use and some of these other issues?
Well, let me just start just with a little data. We know from our data at Casa Trinity and within the United States that substance abuse doesn't start, you know, when you're an adult. Substance abuse starts usually between the ages of 12 and 15, maybe even a little bit younger. So we know that in terms of addiction, most people who have come into our offices have had a long use history, and that history has started when they're young. So the 40 developmental assets, what they help to do is that, again, they are a set of positive experiences, values, and relationships. So having those as a young person may help somebody who might be starting to use because they're uncomfortable with growing up, you know, just trying to fit in, or someone who may have experienced some sort of trauma. And we know that trauma, even early trauma, starts to express itself as a young person reaches puberty. So young people who are starting to figure out who they are and how they express in the world are dealing with a lot more than just normal puberty. They're dealing with their memories from the past that maybe their body kept in a way to protect them. And and so having relationships that are positive, that promote resiliency, can help limit the possibility of a young person choosing to self-medicate. Mm-hmm. Or experiencing a mental health challenge. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, no, definitely. And when a young person sort of takes part in this assessment, and they or someone who is caring for them sort of gets the framework, then identifies where they do have support and maybe where they don't have support. How does this framework then get used to help make sure that these young adults are less at risk, or that the elements of the framework that might be missing for them are developed more fully? Is that sort of the goal here?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And so who would see these reports, or who would have an opportunity to use this framework to work with young people?
Just about anybody. Anybody who is in touch with youth. So that includes parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, older brothers or sisters, teachers, obviously, coaches, you know, anybody, neighbors. Anybody can use these assets. These assets, because of the history of the Search Institute, these assets were founded within a Lutheran community. So these assets are strongly attached to our spiritual connectedness, things that we as humans have a tendency to just naturally do. So they're not like tricks. That what they are mindful behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've learned in this podcast, even in some of the conversations that we have, that mindfulness is really important as a key indicator of prevention. And you know, it's not just the scare tactics. It's really understanding that you know, young people, and as they grow older, have an opportunity to take accountability, to say no to things that they don't feel comfortable with, and to really understand what it is, you know, that their own goals are. As we're talking about this, if anybody is interested, the website for the Search Institute is search-institute.org. And you can go into their research tab and find the developmental assets. It's broken up into external assets, an internal asset. So it talks about externally, a lot of relationship building, communities, neighborhoods, certainly parental structures and people at home and at school, and then internal assets, commitment to learning, integrity, honesty. Does the Search Institute identify some assets that are more important than others, or are they pretty evenly weighted across the board?
My experience has been is that they're pretty evenly weighted. When we talk about relationships, we talk about a whole body of being. So, when we're interacting, like just like you and I are interacting, we're not necessarily thinking about, supporting one another. Oh, that's an external asset and that's important. I think it's just, it's about the relationship. I think if there is an emphasis, it's about your relationship with somebody. And in this particular case, with a young person, how does one focus on that young person so that we're building them up as opposed to adding more voices in a negative way?
Yeah. And so those developmental assets are a benchmarking list, essentially. But Search Institute also shares resources for deepening those relationships as well. And I want to talk about those a little bit. I've got in front of me a resource from their website as well, 55 Ideas for Deepening One-to-One Relationships. And I think, honestly, a lot of these can be applied to adult relationships, relationships between adults and children, young people together. There are lots of things like expressing care and providing support. Can you talk a little bit about just the overall, what are they trying to encourage by offering these ideas for deepening relationships? Why are deeper relationships so important to prevention and so important to indicators of success down the road?
Well, I'm not sure, on all of those questions. What I do know is that during the Search Institute's history, that they have a pretty good foundation of research mm-hmm. that indicates that these things work. Going all the way back to their founding as a Lutheran community, where they collected over 4,000 pieces of data to determine what made a healthy young person grow up into a healthy adult. So these are assets that have some rigorous data behind mm-hmm. it.
Now, when you're working out in the community, what does all this research look like? How are you implementing this in our community?
So typically, what I do is, I ask when I'm working with kids or even their parents or the adults that they're involved with, I kind of touch in with them about how they feel. I try to keep, Casa Trinity has the focus of client-centered, trauma-informed care. And so, that is just kind of intuitive in how we operate. So understanding that there is always a story behind someone's actions, when we're interacting with somebody. So understanding where they're coming from, how are they, for me, it's about how are you feeling today? Can a uncomfortable feeling be put aside for our conversation so that we can do something productive? I try to keep that in mind. Making sure that there's resources, talking to people who provide those resources. Building those relationships and helping maybe to connect the dots because it's a skill. It's no different than riding a bike. If you don't practice it, we can be pretty horrible to other people sometimes. So this is a skill. And just because we're professionals doesn't mean that we're perfect at the skill too. It is a work in progress.
And, you know, it's great. We talk in some of these podcast episodes about, you know, where people can find other resources and things out on the internet or in the community. And this one is just built right in. You know, it's search-institute.org, and people can go into their research and find the developmental relationships framework. What about in the community? Can people reach out to you directly? Are you working in the schools? How do people reach you or other people like you who do this work?
Yes, they can reach out to CASA Trinity directly. They can, I cover certain schools.
Okay.
So those schools have my contact information, but you can, you know, if someone were interested a little bit more about how to use the 40 developmental assets or information about the Search Institute through CASA Trinity, then yes, they could contact us directly, either through our website or, through any one of our offices in Geneseo, Dansville, Bradford County, Chemung County, Tioga County.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to add or share, or make sure that people know about this framework or just in general about, you know, sort of deepening these relationships to set young people up for success?
I think if I were to promote the use of developmental assets, or at least the curiosity of what they are about, mm-hmm. Is that these are just positive experiences to help our children to become healthy adults.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, they're also experiences that we can give to each other as adults to adults. You know, we can build in better performance. We can increase self-esteem. We can have stronger relationships with each other. And when people have those strong social competencies, they're likely to have stronger relationships with other people, whether it's at home, work, or at school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and lastly, I believe that these assets helped to develop a better experience when we have mental health challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We know that when we have better supports around us, we know when we have stronger relationship around us, when we know that we're doing what we're called to do, our mental health is just generally better.
Yeah.
And so, it, you know, you've heard the old saying, it takes a community to raise a child.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a community to raise all of us.
Yeah.
You know, this is these are assets that can be used in everyday life to build better relationships with each other.
That's a great point. And Tracy, thank you so much for joining me today and taking a little time to talk about this. These are such important points, such important research that's been done. And I'm excited to share this with everybody. So thank you so much for joining me.
Yes, thank you very much, Sean. I appreciate it.
This podcast was produced by Creagent Marketing and hosted by me, Sean Lukasik. It's made possible by CASA Trinity. Thank you for listening. And for more information, visit casa-trinity.org.